Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and I'm inviting you to visit my website to learn more about my books and speaking ministry. You'll find me at gracefox.com. If you sign up for my weekly devotional blog and monthly update, you'll receive a free gift. Again, that's gracefox.com. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 119, 105.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 119, 105. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. In my elementary school years, I attended a weekly girls' club at my church. The program taught practical life skills and mentored girls in their relationship with Jesus. A significant emphasis was placed on scripture memorization. And so as a group, every week, we recited Psalm 119, 105, the program's theme verse. It has stayed in my memory bank for decades as a constant reminder that the Bible's teachings light my way and guide me along the right path in my life. Today's verse is part of an entire chapter dedicated solely to proclaiming the value and virtues of Scripture. In the original language, the word for lamp referred to a small clay, oil-burning lantern with a single wick. It alluded to the torches and lanterns carried before caravans traveling at night to light the way before them. These lights helped travelers detect dangers along the way and kept them from taking a wrong turn in the dark. Such is the role and value of God's written word in our lives. We are travelers here on earth, journeying from this place to our heavenly home. As we go, the scripture illuminates our way through its directives, its warnings, historical accounts, parables, and promises. It provides insights about how to handle tough relationships, deal with money matters, regard the authorities placed over us, and establish priorities. It instructs us about the need to practice gratitude in all things, even when we don't feel like it. To forgive and pray for our enemies. Trust God in the face of fearful circumstances. And defend those who cannot defend themselves. When the darkness of uncertainty surrounds us, Scripture brings a light of hope. When the darkness of evil falls on us, it reminds us that God still reigns and will one day vanquish evil forever. In 2 Timothy 3:16 to 17, the Apostle Paul described the Word of God like this: "All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work." Listeners, we are all born into the darkness of sin, but the written Word of God pierces that darkness with the light of His truth, and it shows us the path of life. In Hebrews 4:12, the writer said, "For the Word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires." God's Word is alive and powerful, and it was given to us for our good, for our protection, and our direction. Walking by its light keeps us from stumbling into sin when the hazard of temptation crosses our path. But when we do sin, it shows us the way to a restored relationship with God, made possible through Jesus Christ, the light. According to Psalm 1, 1-3, those who live by the light of God's Word experience His blessing. These verses say, "Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do." Sadly, our human bent often prefers the darkness. In our efforts to pursue independence, we justify sin by labeling the Bible as old-fashioned or irrelevant and restrictive. Or we get so busy with life that we forego Bible reading and its study in lieu of other activities. We stuff it in a drawer or leave it on a shelf, where it collects dust. Then when problems arise, we try to solve those problems with our own wisdom, and we wonder why things don't go well. The truth is this: Scripture contains the keys to life and blessing, wisdom and victory, joy and peace. Let's acknowledge that it is a lamp to guide our feet and a light for our path. God has given it to us for our good, so that we don't have to try to stumble and make our way in the darkness. We only need to read the Word and apply it to experience the deep, blessed, abundant life Jesus promises us. Let's pray. Father, thank You for giving us Your holy Word. Thank You for the truth and wisdom it contains, for the instructions and warnings and promises we so desperately need to do life well. Father, give us an insatiable desire for Your Word, create in us a hunger and a longing that nothing apart from Your Word can satisfy. We are so deeply grateful for this lamp that guides our feet and lights our path. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.